Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch is going to join us at 9:02. Talk to him ahead of the Tigers game 3 matchup with the Seattle Mariners. Good morning. Hoping to get this rain out of the way. We got playoff baseball back in Detroit, and we want to know, they did the thing. They did their job. They split over the weekend. Are you confident going into tonight, or are you concerned going into this game? 248-539-9797. And John, I know you are neither confident nor concerned, so we've given people the choice to make up their own word to describe how this game has you feeling. But I'm not afraid to say I'm concerned.
Right. Well, so again, I did mention, I don't know how you could be a Tigers fan and not concerned about the fact that you can't hit. Like, three hits, not going to get it done. But then you also look and you say, okay, well, we won a game 3-2 and we lost one 3-2. It's not like, you know, the Mariners are lighting it on fire.
Which bats do you trust to wake up more? We're one swing
the
of the
one
bat.
The one where we won 3-2.
Okay, buddy. You know what I'm asking.
Yes. No, I know.
I think you trust Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, and you trust their bats more than our bats. Now, there are things that go in the Tigers' favor. And again, this is not doom and gloom radio. I know it's kind of a gloomy day out. But you have concerns. You should have concerns. If you've been invested in watching this baseball team, you have concerns. And they start at the plate. They start with strikeouts. 59 Ks in 5 games. The team has little to no power. 3 extra base hits in this series to go with 26 strikeouts over the weekend. You don't trust these bats. So it's going to have to be gross and tense. And it's going to have to be a game where AJ pulls a string and gets a matchup and manufactures something. And I don't rule that out. I think the Tigers have the edge at manager. I think the Tigers are fortunate in that Seattle is a right-handed heavy pitching staff. So the Tigers can keep a lot of their best bats in the lineup, right? If they throw the one lefty they've got, AJ doesn't have to blink like he didn't in game 2. He can keep those guys in. It does set up strategically for the Tigers. As they shift to the series back in Detroit, Seattle's going to be without Brian Wu, and I think you start to feel that when you get to games 3 and 4, because it's going to bump somebody else up who's not their best pitcher. And Josh Naylor might not be playing today. I haven't seen official confirmation, but everybody's heard the story. Like, his wife is very pregnant, could have the baby any second. And he has said he will not be anywhere but with his wife when they have the baby. So they could be without one of not only their best pitchers, but one of their best hitters coming into the homestand here. So there are reasons to believe the Tigers can win, but I'm deeply concerned because I've watched them play all these baseball games and every single one is nail-biting edgy your seat. Of course you're concerned that it could go south, that Cal Raleigh could smoke a two-run homer and put them instantly in a position where they're trailing, that Jack Flaherty could have one of the bad Jack starts because he's been very up and down this year.
Yeah,
I have more concerns than I do confidence as the Tigers come home.
I get that. And it doesn't make you a bad fan if you think you're going into it going, well, I don't really know how they could win this versus, you know, manufacturing ways in your imagination that they can win this because it's baseball. And you can't just sit there and always say, well, it's baseball and anything can happen. it's reality that at some point their flaws are going to be too many flaws to overcome. Does that happen in the ALDS or does it happen in the ALCS or does it happen in the World Series? There's, if you ask me, are you confident that this is a team that will win the World Series? Hell no.
No.
And so that's, but they're in a situation right now because they earned a win in Seattle and they have home field advantage. They're going to play two games at home. It hasn't been a great advantage for them through them for 6 weeks, but you only got to win today's game. Can't worry about tomorrow's. Can't worry about a trip back to Seattle. Man, it's a Scooble start. Scooble hasn't won against Seattle this year. So you just got to take care of today.
So they're going to send Gilbert to the mound. He's a good pitcher. They got good pitching, starting pitching and bullpen. We saw moments in game one and game two where their manager, Dave Wilson, played it differently. He changed what he did in game one to game two, and it all centers around the Kerry Carpenter at-bat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the second at-bat of the game for Kerry Carpenter. Right around the time where the starter has got to make a decision, am I keeping him in or not? That second, even third time through the order. Do you pull your starter, as they did in game two, or do you leave your starter in and watch Kerry Carpenter tee off? That's going to be an interesting story to watch with Gilbert today. Like, if Carpenter's presence chases their starter earlier, like it did in game two, that's a good thing. If the starter has to face Kerry Carpenter a third time through the order, also a good thing. Like, to me, that's one of the key moments in today's game and really all the games with Seattle is Kerry Carpenter's third time through.
Well, and it comes down to one of the advantages that you believe the Tigers have. I believe it as well, that they have the better manager, the guy that can pull the strings at the right time or force the other manager to pull strings early.
248-539-9797. Hear from some of the Tiger fans. We got open lines. Texter says, going to the game today, I'm extremely nervous. Logan Gilbert is an ace. Hopefully the crowd gets on him from the first pitch and Flaherty can feed off the crowd, go six scoreless with nine strikeouts.
Well, that'd be nice.
I think I saw a quote from Flaherty that he is like pumped to be pitching in front of this crowd today.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Who wouldn't be? Like, that's a mentality that I would not understand if they were handing you the ball. And pick any pitcher that might start. As soon as you get that, you know, hey, you're going in game three, you're going to be pumped because it is at home. Because you're going to be pumped either way. But you get a chance to go out there and win a game for your team.
He says, Detroit shows up, you'll hear about it. You hear about it, so it's something I'm looking forward to. I'll feed off that energy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's notable, and I do want to hear AJ's response, why they flipped Flaherty and Mize. Because Mize was the game two guy.
Yeah.
Flaherty was game three in the last series. They're going out of order. I'm sure there's a baseball reason, but AJ will tell us why Flaherty's pitching game three and Mize is pitching game four. Tech says all the other divisional series are in danger of sweeps. The Tigers are actually in a pretty good spot. This is the best series. Eat 'em up, Tigers, signed Scott. Yeah, how about the Phillies down 0-2?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
coming off a bye. They're playing the Dodgers, though.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Dodgers lineup. And
they flipped that switch the second the playoffs started, man. That offense.
Well, the first at-bat, Shohei Ohtani goes yard.
Right. It's just like, flip. Yep. Hey, who do you got your eye on today in the lineup? Who needs a step up?
For the Tigers?
I got my guy, and I think you guys are going to actually agree with me, so it'll be boring.
Is it your guy?
No. If I was Seattle, I'd actually tinker with pitching around Carpenter a little bit. That's a strategy I would employ. Yeah, I wouldn't give him something to hit out of the park.
Yeah.
Dylan Dingler.
Yep. That's going to tell you right away.
So he's one of 18 in the playoffs. That's awful. He has four walks. That one hit triggered the rally.
Yeah.
The offense goes as Dingler goes. He was a difference maker with his bat. When the Tigers were good.
Mm-hmm. That's why AJ has him in the bottom of the lineup.
Right, exactly. Ever since you suggested he move him up.
Yeah, exactly.
From that moment on.
Just ask the question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, Diggler's a good one. I'm not going to downplay that he has to have a big day. How about Gleyber Torres? How about a guy who's been in these moments before, who's played in the ALCS and the World Series, and a guy who's batting 190 in the playoffs? He's likely the leadoff hitter for the third game in a row. How about we see a little more discipline and quality at bat and tone setting from the veteran in the number one spot?
Well, when you put the two together, they were crucial pieces to this team getting 25 games above 500.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Torres, the team sunk as Torres sunk. Kind
it's,
of
a great, it's a great point. Like, as much as that was their impact move in the offseason, and he was an all-star, and he was great in the first half.
And it's just, it's on-base percentage. Get runners on base and get that one more, and all of a sudden you're not leaving all these guys stranded, maybe, or at least some of them.
Yeah, and so I would, my initial reaction would say Dylan Dingler. There's no question. I think he's got to be the guy that really can unlock some of this potential in this lineup, especially because of where he is hitting. If you can get some production at the bottom of your lineup, the other guy I would say is Spencer Torkelson. Like, you know, you had these home runs throughout the course of the year. You've had a much better season than anyone ever projected. Now let's put a, you know, let's cross that T, let's dot that I, and have a postseason where we get something out of you. No home runs so far in the postseason.
At the same time, he was one of their stable bats in September at a time where nobody else was hitting. And he kind of got robbed of what would have been a great moment if the Tigers had won game two, because he came up with the big knock to tie things up. He actually has shown up.
Right, but he needs to continue to show up. He's got to be a constant.
Your OPS guy's got to show up. I mean, look, that's how Seattle won the game.
Yep.
Their boppers got the doubles. Doesn't always have to be the long ball.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't, but it sure would be nice, especially with somebody on base.
Well, Carpenter did it in game one.
248-539-9797. Evened it up. They're coming home. They're playing today. Whenever the rain stops, scheduled for 408. Are you confident? Are you concerned? Or maybe something else is the better word to use for how you're feeling today. Let us know. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.